The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
BLG, we are going to talk about something that I think you're going to be an expert at. What is your most controversial opinion of the NFL offseason so far? You mentioned it, of course, the Jack Nicholson Joker. While I maintain, and I know you agree, that Washington has had the best offseason so far of any of the four teams, they're still Washington. They're still this disaster. Like, they're still led overall ownership wise by a disaster, right? Like, at some point the bottom will come out. Even if Ryan Fitzpatrick is their option, the bottom always comes out in Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I think you and I both agree that had Dak Prescott been healthy for all 16 games last season, they do cakewalk to that division. I mean, they do. And so, like, I caution a lot of Cowboys fans on is people love to point out, like, oh, well, Dak was on pace to, like, throw for 6,000 yards and blah, blah, whatever. It's like, that wasn't going to happen. And the only reason that was happening was because they were losing every game, like, 40-38. And so, like, something was going to change in that capacity. Like, you can't just lean on that and say, oh, he's going to throw for 6,000 yards this year. I think their offense will be very good. And I think they very clearly have the best offense in the division. And ultimately, that's the most important thing in today's NFL. And so, you know, there's a lot of risk there, but I do think it's a fair idea to ultimately believe that they are the best team at present time.
I think the McCarthy factor is still concerning. I think so. They come back down. Like, I don't think we know if Mike McCarthy is really, like, a good head coach for the Cowboys. I mean, last year, I would say very much not good or not very encouraging results on that front. I think Rivera is the best coach in the division, and I think that's a big thing you have to consider. And if you're adding, like, the peak of Ryan Fitzpatrick with the peak of Ron Rivera, I think that's better than what the Cowboys have. Now, you know, you're not going to get the peak consistently out of Ryan Fitzpatrick, so that's a wild card. I don't think the Giants should be discounted, RJ. And that's coming from someone who...
That's controversial.
Well, there you go. That's coming from someone who, like, never took the Giants seriously for a long time because the Eagles would own them. Like, I think it was...
Right.
It's the, I can't you're, even remember
you're
off
like
the top
you're
of my
super
head.
Famous Donovan McNabb, Eli Manning.
Yeah.
That is incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, they just, anytime I see the Giants on the Eagles schedule, like, two wins, like, cause it always has been. It wasn't last year, it was only one. But I think the Giants actually have something going for them here now. Like, they've definitely upgraded. I think that much can't even be debated. Like, they have some, like they added Kenny Galladay. They're bringing Leonard Williams back. I think Adoree Jackson and James Bradbury could be one of the NFL's best quarterback duos. Like, I think those are both really good players. I like Joe Judge. Everyone was like, oh, this guy is just a gimmick, blah, blah, blah. I think he kind of got some good results out of the Giants last year. Now, Daniel Jones here is the big X factor. He has talent. Like, I do believe that. I don't know if you can ever get over the fumbling thing because I saw them not able to do that with Carson Wentz. And it's still an issue. But I just don't think you can count the Giants out. And it's been so long for them. Maybe, like, it's just finally, like, time. And they're, like, they're just sick of tired of losing. And they figure it out. I'm not going to say they're the favorites. But honestly, I think it's up for grabs for anyone still. Like, it is pretty much every year. But, and that's what I would say. I would say it's not just a lock. The Cowboys are going
to
win.
When it comes to the Giants, I agree. I think that they're kind of the more, you know, that's the hot, like, oh, here's my, not that you're doing this, but here's my controversial take is the Giants could win the division. But, like, that's a real thing. I do believe that they are still going to be weighed down offensively by Jason Garrett. I mean,
you can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.